This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 13, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, giving cash to panhandlers can leave those thinking who are doing the giving that they're doing a good deed, still questioning where their money is actually going. So Salem city officials are offering a solution. Give them the money instead. That is, give it to the Salem city officials. Through ongoing initiatives to work with Salem's homeless population, officials just launched Change It, which seeks to direct those well-intentioned dollars instead to services that benefit the homeless. By sending a simple text message, S-A-L-E-M, all caps, to 50555, residents or visitors can quickly make a $5 donation to benefit the services that feed, clothe, and shelter the vulnerable population and also work to turn their lives around. And there's an added benefit for the donor. Any donation gets them a discount to several different city businesses, with more to be added to the list soon. The program was put together by city administration, as well as North Shore Community Health Center, North Shore Community Action Programs, LifeBridge, which operates a shelter in Salem and other services for the homeless, and the Salem Police Department. Much more in this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. As many of you may know, the North Shore Mall is getting a major makeover. Bill Newell has more on that.
Rick, Adam Smith writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that inside the North Shore Mall, some shoppers check out the newly remodeled Bath & Body Works or Victoria's Secret, while others get an early jump on holiday shopping. Outside, contractors are undertaking the largest renovation and remodeling project at the Simon Shopping Center in a decade. By next spring, shoppers will see two new large sit-down restaurants and several new fast-casual restaurants, all with an emphasis on outdoor dining and open space. Mark Whiting, the general manager of the mall, says, "We started in April in earnest, and we are really need to have as much of it as possible completed by Black Friday." The 2007 mall project focused on constructions of a new wing and the renovation and expansion of more traditional large retailers such as Nordstrom's and Macy's. This time around, the goal is to create a more varied experience for shoppers as well as current and future tenants. Quote, "We have to be able to work with existing tenants and be able to go out to market for new restaurants and retailers to see if we can incorporate what they are looking for in a business model," Whiting added. Two upscale restaurants, Bancroft & Company and Modern Steakhouse, and Tony C. Sports Bar & Grill, a sports-themed restaurant honoring Red Sox legend Tony Conigliaro, are the centerpiece of the redevelopment and should open in the spring to early summer as overall renovations are completed. In addition to the two new restaurants, work is underway on an outdoor stage for performances and community events, two new yet-to-be-named fast-casual restaurants, and one full-service restaurant with al fresco patio dining, new outdoor patios and landscaping, and renovated restrooms at the existing food court. Business at the mall has been steady over the past year, Whiting said, and he expects it will only increase once the new tenants are open and ready for business. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, representatives of the owners of a Newbury Street billboard exposed their throats to an angry city council in Peabody. The submissive behavior enough to avoid suspension or revocation of their special permit, for now. Confusion about who actually owns the billboard behind the Holiday Inn came to light as city councilors discussed the company's unauthorized switching the billboard from digital to static. City Councilor Ann Manning Martin is quoted as saying, "I want to find out what they did, who owns it, and what their plans are. I want to know what they're doing with that 60-foot hunk of junk affecting people's quality of life in our city." Peabody City Solicitor Michael Schmazinski told the council that Lamar Advertising Company, who has been footing the bill for the billboard for the past 2 years, is not actually listed as the special permit holder. Much more in the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.